We have some jazz news to note. Actually, it's more like a jazz miracle. Tomorrow in Raleigh, North Carolina, jazz great Art Tatum has a gig. Well, you might be saying, wait a minute, Art Tatum died in 1956. But a high-tech company called Zempf Sound Innovations is going to bring the renowned jazz pianist back, in a sense, using a robotic piano to recreate Tatum's playing from decades past. Here is that piano with a rendition of T for Two. The technology that makes this possible is the brainchild of pianist and engineer John Q. Walker. He and a small group of colleagues are developing software aimed at changing our assumptions about music and musical performances. John Q. Walker explained his goals and how much fun he's having working toward them to IEEE Spectrum Magazine's David Schneider.
John Q. Walker's latest startup, Zempf Sound Innovations, began with a single instrument, the piano. Walker and his team wrote software to take a piano recording, even an old scratchy one, and determine not only which keys were struck, but exactly how they were played, including all the subtle nuances that distinguish great pianists. The result was simply amazing.
We saw it as a very hard signal processing problem. Can we get backwards from recordings to the notes? We all know how to go forwards, but can we go backwards? And if we can crack that problem, the whole industry changes.
Walker's group indeed cracked that problem, and with their software, they were able to recreate great piano performances of the past. Reperformance is the word Walker uses. It may seem like remastering on steroids, but in fact it's a lot more. Think about turning a mono recording into stereo, for example, changing the acoustics of the room and positioning the microphones differently from where they were placed during the original recording session, even letting the listener experience what the pianist heard sitting on the bench. The commercial value was obvious, which is why Walker's company was able to strike a deal with Sony Music.
This was the first album we recorded with Sony, and it's the Canadian pianist Glenn Gould. This was the first recording he made. He was 22 years old. He'd had a very successful recital in New York, and Columbia Records said, let's sign him up. And normally when you sign up a young pianist, the first recording is maybe some Chopin or Beethoven sonatas or something. He picked a piece called the Bach-Goldberg Variations, which had been rarely recorded on piano at all. It was thought you couldn't play it on one manual. And he said, no, I want to do this piece, and made a phenomenal recording in 1955 that has been one of the best continuous piano recordings in classical music history.
To demonstrate how well his system could capture even Gould's rapid-fire playing, Walker had me listen to the original recording while his robotic piano played along. Had the recreated notes been even a fraction of a second off in timing, you would hear the dissonance. There's none. Walker's piano recreated Gould perfectly. Next, Walker showed me another impressive feat, a piano reperformance based on a video recording of the Ed Sullivan Show from 1969.
From Faraday, Louisiana, Jerry Lee Lewis.
This really does take you back. But as Walker explains, the trouble is you can't hear the piano.
There's a bass player, a drummer, and whatever, but there's no mic for the piano. Listen, you can see him playing, but you cannot hear any piano. Look, nothing.
But the video of Jerry Lee Lewis's hand movements provided Walker's team with enough information to reconstruct what he was playing. Listen to what happens when Walker's robotic piano, making up for the missing microphone, joins in. Having conquered the piano, Walker and his team are turning their attention to other instruments, starting with a string bass. But instead of building a robotic bass to match their robotic pianos, they're using a computer and a high-tech speaker, which looks like something out of a sci-fi movie, to synthesize the sounds of the bass.
It's about 4.5 feet high, and it has the three-dimensional characteristics of a string bass. So in a room in three dimensions, your ear goes, oh, it's a string bass because it's bouncing off the walls in the same way. This one is entirely a virtual instrument as opposed to robotic ones.
So let's see, piano, bass, do I detect a shift from classical to jazz?
Our first attempt at working with the bass was with a recording from Oscar Peterson Trio. So it's Oscar Peterson at piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums.
This is a live recording of the Oscar Peterson Trio from 1960 at a bar in Chicago called the London House. Walker's software took that recording and determined exactly how the bass player, Ray Brown, was plucking his strings. Walker was able to recreate the bass part using that super high-tech speaker of his. Listening to the bass alone wouldn't be that interesting, so Walker had one of his robotic pianos play along. Robots aren't yet able to improvise jazz on their own, of course, so this one recreated something Walker's colleague Eric Hirsch, a jazz pianist, played earlier.
So we didn't take Oscar's original piano solo. We said, oh look, now anyone can play along with the bassist. Hirsch was not here, nor was Ray Brown. All driven by data from a Macintosh that's sitting here clicking away.
By this point, it became very clear to me that Walker's group had command of technology that could really shake up the music industry, in the same way that computer graphics has given the film industry the tools to create some amazing effects. But isn't the music industry as we know it on its way out?
We have heard on a regular basis the past few years that the big labels have been relatively flat or slightly on the down curve. So I think all the growth is actually out in virtual worlds. You know, how do you think music will be played in Second Life and places like that? But the 3D experience of, hearing a concert and walking around the room and doing all that in a virtual world, I think we're building groundwork for that.
And what better job for someone with a great love for both music and software?
David Schneider is a senior editor with IEEE Spectrum, the magazine for technology insiders. For more on Zempf sound innovations and their re-performance technology, go to hearandnow.org.